Carrie Underwood with our national anthem. 8 minutes past the hour. The number to reach the Ricky Bubba Show. Come on, big man, we need you. 866-WE-BE-BIG is the number. The website is Rick and Bubba, spell out the word and.com. Remind you there on the website today, if you're going to enter the new grill contest, you'd like to get some veneers from Dr. Thomas Dudney. You need to have everything in your little packet in the mail and postmarked by today. This is it. So take advantage of it there at Rick and Bubba, spell out the word and.com. Upcoming events, I'll be out this weekend representing the show in Birmingham, Alabama, right outside of Birmingham. My home church, I'll be home at Shades Mountain Baptist Church Sunday evening representing the program. It's an absolute free event, no tickets, no reserved seats. They'll even feed you. Child care is provided. So if you get an opportunity, 6 o'clock Central Time, would love to see you there at my home church as we hang out and have a great time on Sunday night. So looking forward to seeing all of you in the land of 104.7 WZZK in New Country 97.3. Speedy and D produced the program. Interns helping out this hour. It is Mighty Mouse. There's Gump. There's Costanza. Over here's Barnes and Stumble. And Eddie Van Adler, better known as the new interviewer here on the program, who actually interviewed the folks from Nashville Star today. You know, that is a guest we have coming up. If you followed Nashville Star, the top four are on the road. That tour is rolling across the country, and we'll have the final four here in our studios today, including the winner, as they'll perform live for us and also talk about their tour. Well, all that's left to do now is bring in the other half of the two sexiest fat men alive, and we'll be ready to roar this hour, speaking, of course, of the pride of Cedar Springs, Alabama. But most of you probably know him best as the silver-tongued one, the man with the golden voice, professional lunch eaters, man of the year, the inventor of pizza in a cup, Shakespeare's worst nightmare, and the master of the King's English. Ladies and gentlemen, will you please welcome Bill Bubba Bussey! How about it, Bubba?
Well, good morning, Rick Burgess, friends, neighbors, associates everywhere, those that slept extra good.
Yes.
Welcome to the Rick and Bubba Experience, and congratulations, you've made it to another weekend.
Well, I'm a double XL.
Well, good morning, and welcome to a big double dipping of life today entitled The Rick and Bubba Show. How is everybody?
You know, geared up and ready. And, you know, I understand you had a good night's sleep last night.
Yes.
Thank you,
yes.
Romo.
I actually tried Romo's sleep formula for the first time. I've been out of town, and, you know, with all that going on, I didn't want to experiment with something new. And,
sure.
It appeared to work very well.
You'll
I'm still testing it, to know the full effect. So we'll see how that... you know, that may be a good item to sell the wake-up stuff.
I know we've got a sponsor coming on we're going to be doing some stuff with, but it was wild because, those of you who don't know this, Bill Romanowski has come up with this sleep product and this brain food product, and from all the stuff he had to go through in football, when you had over 20 concussions, you got to come up with some things about how to teach the body to heal while you sleep and all this, and... But it was strange when I took it. I woke up. I had slept very well. I had very intense dreams, and I was wearing a Raiders jersey, and my eyes were painted black. I didn't know what.
You got to be careful with
sure.
that stuff.
And I ripped the door off the house. I don't know what was.
We'll see how that plays out the next few days. A lot in the news today. A lot was in the news yesterday. Michael Vick. Did you see his big hearing there in Richmond?
I did not.
Home of the Wolf?
I read about it a little bit, but I didn't see it.
Quite a turnout.
I bet that was something there.
Had several protesters, a lot of booing. One thing and another, I just wonder if any of the folks listening to the show this morning went out yesterday. Were you any of the folks
Richmond?
That went out to see
y'all go check it out?
Michael at his hearing. We'll catch you updated on that. I'm already getting the email. Bubba, how are you taking the NASA news? I know we've got some issues.
You okay,
here.
Buddy?
We're going to try to work through it.
All right, buddy.
Let me tell you this. Anybody that would sabotage anything going to space, I hope they give them the death penalty. And quickly. In about 2 weeks.
So you want the death
enough
penalty?
Enough of the, yes.
Yes. The
yes.
death penalty, anybody tampers with the
yeah,
space.
Yeah, if
problem.
You sabotage, I mean, you're
you
trying
kill
to kill people.
People. Yeah, absolutely.
You're trying to kill people.
Right.
Now,
well,
the computer that was tampered with was not an immediate threat. But let me tell you, if I'm on the space station flying around, and I plug in a computer and it don't work, and I open it up and it's got wires cut in it, I'm going to get somebody. I may put a diaper on and drive across the country and get somebody.
Yeah, right.
I mean, somebody's going to pay.
You better believe it. Well,
there will be no forgiveness for that.
Well,
I'll forgive you after you're dead.
Let me tell you what you need to do after what I've been watching right now. And please hear what I'm saying, okay? But if we're investigating somebody who sabotaged computers, it could have killed astronauts.
Yes, okay? it brought the space program to a halt.
Now, that might be
exploration
something.
Exploration for mankind.
But you need to explore a little more and find out also, is it possible that they fought dogs?
Right.
Now, if they did, we're going to put them under the jail.
Yeah, if they were mistreating dogs, then you know what? You could get to death.
Right. So they go, we know you tampered with a computer. You could have killed some of our finest, but and that's bad. But we also understand that you were tampering in dogfighting.